Anyway, I got a piece of audio I want to play here for you. There we go.
I want to be very, very clear. The language by which we talk about sex in black communities is disturbing. We talk about, oh, I'm finna beat it up. I'm going to shoot up the club. I'm going to murder the pussy. Why are we using violent language to describe an intimate act?
Okay.
I don't know. I want him to murder the pussy.
What?
Question. When's the last time you murdered a pussy?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, I'd say
I didn't
fucking
say...
mildly fucking beat up, but, you know.
No. I'm not saying, like, just had sex. I'm saying, when's the last time you fucking taught a girl a lesson?
Oh, shit. Come on, man. Never?
Exactly. Fucking exactly. Oh, I heard that audio and I went, yeah.
Murder that pussy.
I'm going to murder that
beat
pussy.
Beat it up.
Beat up.
Yeah.
Shoot up the club is what I never
shoot
heard before.
Like that, shoot up the club.
Oh. Shoot up the club.
Fucking drop all these kids off at the club.
Yeah. I'm going to murder that pussy. That is definitely a fucking... And then the other girl's just like, yeah, well, I want you to fuck up that pussy. Yeah. So it's whatever.
I want you to fuck up that pussy.
Oh, wow, yeah, you see.
Oh, you ever fucked up some pussy, Bill?
Oh, well, I don't want to tell tales out of school. There may have been a time in my life where I fucked up some pussy. Oh. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah,
oh,
see, it's hard to get a woman properly excited when she's drunk up and unconscious. You gotta have a gallon of Astroglide.
There's like ups and downs to that whole Quaalude thing, isn't there, Bill?
Well, you know,
I mean, it gets them in the mood, but...
I mean, on the plus side, they're unconscious. On the negative side, it's... drier than fucking a camel's mouth.
You gotta do all the fucking work, huh?
Oh, yeah. And if I needed that, I got too old for that shit.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez.
Get the step pudding and the sopping and the pussy flopping and the...
Always nice to have the Kaz stop in.
Thanks, Kaz. This week we are going to be watching a... film from 1957 from the McGraw-Hill text films industry, the business, called How Much Affection. I watched about 45 seconds of this yesterday, last night, just enough to see the girl come home with a boy's driving her home, and she gets out and runs to the house in tears. So I went,
uh-oh.
Yeah, this is the video for us. So it's How Much Affection.
Right.
From the McGraw-Hill line of 1957, by the way. Link to it in the show notes, everybody. Yes. That's very quiet. Is there a way? Can you turn it up there on your end? That's it, huh?
I'm up.
There we go. I got it.
I got it.
Your marriage and family living. Lillian Bilkey. Nice suburban white neighborhood. Alright.
Hope no darkies moved in. Oh, wait, that was the last film.
That was the last episode. There's a car pulling up. Nice fins
nice
on the back.
Nice fucking ride.
Yeah, it's alright. She's opening the door before.
Uh-oh. Now, wait. Mary.
Mary, wait.
Mary, wait.
Mary.
I didn't...
Mary. Mary.
I didn't mean to jam my finger in your ass.
Yeah, you did. It's cocksucker, right?
I'm sorry, Mary.
Oh, she is horrified.
She's mad.
Yeah. Well, Mary's got a nice dress on. With her back fat sticking out of the top of the dress.
Mary, is that you, dear?
Oh, yes, Mother.
Yes, Mother.
There's a snail trail going up to my bedroom here in a moment. Oh, boy. Mary has seen better days, looks like.
She's walking kind of funny.
She is walking funny up those stairs to her bedroom, though. I will say
very
that.
Gingerly.
Yeah. And Ginger on your bum for the regular fucking reasons.
And what's this fucking cuck hanging out for?
Oh, he is going.
No business as usual.
Business and tasks is what we'll have, just as you are tardy and Ginger on your bum for the usual fucking reasons.
The usual fucking reasons.
That's Mary going up those stairs. Same thing. Mary now in her bedroom there. It's dark, of course, because that's what you do when you're... Oh, okay, she turned the light on. Some nice tits on Mary. Average looking gal. Now she's crying. Oh, boy. And here comes Mom.
Did you have a nice time, dear?
Yes.
Very nice, thanks.
Uh-oh.
Well, you don't look much like a girl who's been out having a wonderful evening.
Well, Mom.
Mom.
Oh, now she's crying.
What's the matter, dear?
Here, put your face in my boobs.
Do you remember when you told me that I might have such strong feelings about a boy that it might be hard for me to decide what's right to do?
Oh. Yes, I remember.
Jesus Christ. Those fucking caterpillars trying to eat her face right above her eyes. Jesus. You imagine what that fucking bush looks like.
Dude, I mean, damn. I know we keep going back to this, but it's just poking out from the sides.
1957 bush.
Pussy was just a nightmare. Just a fucking nightmare. She really does like she's being attacked by something on her face there.
Why? Well, it was something like that tonight with Jeff.
Uh-oh. Jeff, what the fuck did you do?
Oh, no.
What the fuck did you do?
What did I do?
Go back a little bit.
It was something like that tonight with Jeff.
Oh, boy.
You know, I like him an awful lot, and we have such fun at dances.
Oh, I'm a dancer.
But tonight, the feeling between us kept getting stronger and stronger. Oof. On our way home, we stopped and parked.
Uh-oh. We parked. Wow.
Good girls never get in the back
seat. You
don't, now,
mistake number one, Mary.
It's Mary and Jeff.
Yep. That's your...
Well, no wonder Jeff was... You're cock-teasing him, you fucking...
You fucking hussy.
Fucking blue balls McGillicuddy. Fuck you.
Strumpet.
Really? Fucking whore?
Stronger and stronger.
Yeah, it did. Harder, too, I bet.
On the way home, we stopped and parked.
Yeah. Well, she's fucking really confessing to Mom here.
Seemed to happen.
Uh-oh.
Till we nearly. Well, it was so close.
Oh.
Suddenly,
so close.
Man.
I could smell the onions. Yeah, it's only a couple inches, but it smells like a foot.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I smell your feet? No? That must be your pussy. Thank you. I love that old joke. A couple inches, but it smells like a foot. Might be the funniest thing. Woo-wee.
Till we nearly
fucked, mother.
It was so close.
Yeah, it was.
Suddenly, I realized what we were about to do.
Yeah.
What were you about to do, Mary?
Ask Jeff to take me home.
Oh, yeah, fucking...
I guess he felt ashamed, too.
No, he wasn't ashamed.
Listen, you could have sweetheart.
You could have at least popped his blue balls, you fucking cock tease. Holy shit.
Have you ever tried to drive with a fucking boner?
I fucking hate this girl. It's cock tease. At least jerk him off.
About to do. Ask Jeff to take me home. Ugh. I guess he felt ashamed, too.
He wasn't ashamed.
He said he was sorry that it was his fault.
No, well, okay.
You think it was his fault?
Oh, Mother, I don't know what to think. I'm so mixed up.
Oh, Mother.
I don't know.
Oh, Mother. Mammy. Oh, Mammy.
You could run two feature films on her fucking forehead. Everybody just pull up to the house. All right, Mom, step out onto the porch. We're ready to start the fucking show.
We're going
to
be showing
Jesus Christ.
The day the earth stood still on Mother's forehead tonight.
God damn.
She really is a fucking... She really does have a forehead like the leader. Her fucking...
Like what?
The leader. It's a comic book thing.
I don't know whether I even want to go out with Jeff again.
Well, don't fucking punish him because you're a cock tease. You fucking...
No, dear.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I was young once, too.
Oh, yeah. I used to throw pussy out there like
yes,
it was,
I can understand
like it was going out of style. Oh, I donated pussy to boys going off to war.
Donated pussy. be sure and stop at the donation station before you
yes.
ship out, sailor.
Yes, it was the First World War, but it was still a war. Yes, I donated pussy to beat the Kaiser. Yes. I was throwing them out like day-old bread back then. Your mom is a fucking... She really is a fucking... Oof.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I even want to go out with Jeff again.
You know, dear, I was young once, too. Perhaps I can understand something of what...
I mean, and got fucked at least once, because... You know, here's Mary, so.
I mean.
Right?
Then along came Mary. Oh, wait. Song by the Association?
Yes.
No, dear.
Great song.
I was young once, too.
Yes.
Perhaps I can understand something of what you feel. First.
I swear to God, if she takes that robe off and starts showing her on these fucking bedposts, I'm out.
No,
maybe.
You know what?
Maybe.
You know what? I might be in. I'm all right. It's been a while for the kid.
Quite a lark.
It's a lark.
Wait a minute. What did she say?
He likes you.
Yes, he likes that pussy.
First, well, it all seems quite a lark.
Yes.
You like someone, he likes you. Everything is fun and affection.
Likes that pussy.
Then, all at once, you can find yourself in a situation where your physical urges fight against your reason.
Gee whiz. Mom is a real fucking
then
cock softener.
Fine thoughts of love and affection can suddenly get twisted.
Oh, don't get it Mother, twisted,
is
Mary.
It wrong to feel warm and affectionate when you're with a boy you really like?
No, dear, it is not wrong. Oof. Because.
I think your fucking local pastor would have something to say about that, Mom. Jesus, what are you doing to this girl?
This is a really open-minded mom for
57. Oh, shit, for 1957? Should have had the fucking pastor there already.
Well, you know what? What happens if this fucking harlot gets knocked up? She got to send her out to Aunt Becky's house to have the baby before she comes back to town. And she's spending a year abroad. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because this feeling can grow into
yes.
a love that will last.
Grow into about 5 inches,
actually.
It's
the way happy marriages are built.
Oh, my God. He's
but
not talking
Mary,
about marriage.
If these strong feelings lead you into behaving unwisely.
Yes.
Well, the outcome can be guilt.
Oh, Jesus Christ, she's got fucking, looks like she's got earthworms on her fucking, they keep moving. Jeez.
Really was badly drawn
God,
on eyebrows.
Jesus.
Frustration. And these are the things that can spoil the chance of your finding the very love that you're looking for.
Just show her how to jerk a guy off, you fucking cock tease, Mom. Fuck you.
Why do we not have clips? Greg, honey, is it supposed to be this soft? Animal House.
How do you... Come here, dear.
Well, see?
Well,
I told
you. Here we go.
In the height of emotion, it's not always easy to stop and think things through.
Damn right.
But if you'll...
You got this fucking dick hard, you better see it through. To the end. Good to the last drop.
Diddle your...
Stupid.
Diddle your fucking clit while you floss with his cock, you fucking dummy.
If you'll just... Slow down the rush and pressure of your feelings a little.
Fucking meanwhile.
Then judgment has a better chance to take hold. And
meanwhile, Jeff's outside jerking off in the bushes.
In the bushes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of pressed right up against the window.
He's going to fucking decorate that fucking front of that house. I'll show you, you.
Whitewash your fence? Hello!
Oh, you fucking piece of shit! And I'm never calling you again!
Please don't. You have that, don't you? Oh, no.
Hello?
So you pick up that phone, and you start dialing. Douche! 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 Douche!
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, his early stuff was so fucking good.
Yeah.
In the height of emotion, it's not always easy to stop and think things through.
No, fuck no.
But if you'll just slow down the rush and pressure of your feelings a little, then judgment has a better chance to take hold guide you away from wrong behavior.
Just suck his dick, you cock-teasing whore. Fuck you.
Just look, tell her how to keep her mouth moist and, you know, not to bite down too hard. And
dude, it's 1957. She could have spit on that rod, jerked it three times, you'd have fucking Mount St. Helens all over the inside of that fucking car. All right?
Gets pulled over. It looks like you hit a bug, but from the inside.
Yeah.
What the hell happened? Oh.
What flew in here, a condor? What, did he shit all over your windshield? What happened here?
Must have had the top down.
Dude, 57, if you got jerked off or blown in 57, it was
four
the
strokes
fucking,
max.
Oh my God, forget it.
Finished.
Cock didn't know how to behave in 57, young dudes. Forget it.
When you can rely on judgment rather than emotion to rule your behavior, as you did tonight,
tell you what, I'd like
then
to
you'll really be grown up.
I'd like to see Mary's nips.
I can help by talking things over with you and giving suggestions, but you'll have to work out your own best way to make emotions work for you and not against you.
Now, here's a cucumber. Diddle your cunt for an hour till you feel better.
And here's some plan B. Oh, wait a minute.
Plan B? Jesus Christ, this is...
Lucky to fucking find a coat hanger.
Oh, my God. No wire hangers in that fucking house.
Right. Exactly.
Man. No wire hangers.
No wire hangers! What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever?
Speaking of uniquely bad, that fucking movie, huh?
You know, all good fucking jokes. All jokes need a good delivery. Except abortion jokes.
Alrighty. Oh, come on.
What now?
Well,
what?
Final issue. Party for all staff and friends at the signpost.
Yes.
So this must be the school newspaper.
Friday at 8 p.m. 8 p.m., isn't it past their bedtime on a Friday?
Fucking 8:45 would be super late for these
Jesus
fucking squares,
Christ.
These L7s. Yes, final issue, party. All right.
No, what is that fucking noise?
Here comes young Leonard Nimoy in to fucking see what's happening. Nice collar, faggot. Oh, there's Mary again. Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Typewriter.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi.
He fucking pulls his cock out right there in the office. Flaps it on the table. That's why she didn't want to fuck him. She was scared of it. Don't be scared.
He's fucking sneaking around.
I hope he fucking bends her over the desk and fucking just takes it. Ow, yeah! right.
Marianne.
Jesus.
I love these fucking instructional films like this. Everybody in this is playing it like it's their big fucking break.
This is going to be their Oscar appearances.
God damn.
Oh, fucking Jeff.
Say the fucking line, Jeff.
I don't think Jeff's going to go from... He thinks he's going to go from here, from this to... From here to eternity.
Yeah, right. Let me fucking start alongside a fucking... Sinatra and everybody else.
I'd just like to say I'm sorry about...
I'd just like to say I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to fuck you.
Stain your... dress like Bill Clinton, you fucking sow.
What happened last Saturday? It wasn't because I think of you as that kind of girl or anything like that.
Yeah, you do, Jeff.
And it wasn't because your head is perfectly round like a dinner plate. That's not the reason.
He's Eric Stratton, Rush chairman. Damn glad to
meet
you.
He is damn glad to meet you.
It's just that...
Well, I'm horny.
I'm horny, you fucking whore.
You're so terrific, and we've been together all evening, and...
What did he do? Do we ever find out?
They were making out, and it went a little bit too far, so she asked
him to take... How far?
Well, apparently not to penetration, because he's apologizing. If he had fucked this fucking pig, he'd have been high-fiving the guy in the hallway.
Fucking skipped town by now.
Yeah, he'd have fucking been like, well, I gotta go.
Just as much my fault as it was yours.
That's right. Don't forget that.
I shouldn't have stayed out so late anyway.
Yes.
You're the nicest girl I've ever met. And... Oh, we have so much fun together that I'd sure hate to ruin everything.
So would I.
Especially your dress.
Fucking hate him. Monica. All right.
Hi, gang. Are we going to the malt shop after newspaper class?
I finished. The last spectacular issue of this year's Signpost has to be ready for the lucky students of Central High that they have...
Who the fuck is this fucking dunce? No. Jesus.
After tomorrow.
Got three shirts on. I know
Harry,
that.
How's that literary page shaping up?
It's not very spectacular. One story and one poem and that's all.
Stu? Just the pictures. Yeah, we need more pictures, don't we?
Drawings would be cheaper. You know, if Eileen were still here, we'd be set. Right?
Eileen, that was that girl with one leg.
Oh. Yeah. We all remember Eileen, don't we? Well, she had, you know what had happened to her?
No, I never did find out what happened to Eileen.
Well, she...
You want to tell me?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do.
I can't wait to.
She was. Well, I mean, you may have not. She was at the beach that time.
Was she?
Yeah. She was the victim of a shark attack.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she lived, but the beach was crawling with pussy.
Was it now?
Yes.
Well, sure, that those weren't crabs.
She lost her arms and legs. The beach was crawling with pussy. Should I retell it? No? No? All right, good.
Holy shit. Oh, boy.
Oh, she could whip up some great little cartoons in no time.
Poor Eileen. She's probably so busy looking after the baby, she's forgotten.
Oh.
Did our little fucking adventure just take a turn?
Eileen got in the back seat.
Holy shit.
Her fucking
heels, Eileen is the town trollop.
Her fucking high heels were puncturing the top of the old Junior's car. The fucking ceiling.
She's taking care of the baby. Dad's getting the fucking convertible re-fucking covered.
Oh my God.
She's probably so busy looking after the baby, she's forgotten she could ever draw.
What, have they had the baby already?
Sure, 5 months after the wedding.
Oh, the wedding.
Oh, well, he made an honest woman out of her then.
Well, yeah, at 4 months pregnant, this fucking goof.
Okay.
Shotgun, man. That was
That was a shotgun.
57 was a shotgun wedding.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shotgun affair, eh?
Oh, don't be so cool.
Yeah, we fucking nailed that one, though.
Great little cartoons in no time.
Poor Eileen.
She's probably so busy looking after the baby, she's forgotten she could ever draw.
What, have they had the baby already?
Sure, 5 months after the wedding.
Sure.
How's that for a shotgun affair, eh?
Stu, don't be so crude.
I feel kind of sorry for Fred. He always wanted to be a lawyer.
Yeah. Ooh. Now I guess he's got to keep any job just so he can look after Arlene and the baby.
Arlene was a real good friend of mine. Was I surprised when she left school? Gee. And then when she got married.
Imagine marrying someone who has to marry you.
Well, this isn't solving our picture problem.
Hey, Terry, I got it. Arlene had a whole bunch of cartoons we didn't use last year. I bet we could use some of those.
Why didn't you think of that?
Just stupid, I guess.
Okay, right, same time.
Fucking Jughead. You idiot.
Tomorrow afternoon...
Don't leave it up to young Wally Cleaver to put your paper together for you, for fuck's sake. They were finished. You didn't do anything. How were they finished? They didn't do anything.
They made plans. They're going to steal fucking Eileen's old cartoons.
Yeah. Wow. She dropped out of school to push out a child and... Oh, boy. See what can happen when you let passion fucking
exactly. Let this be a lesson to you, Jeff and Mary.
Exactly.
Keep it in your pants, Jeff.
I like that girl with the short haircut could get her mouth...
Right there?
Yeah. Could get her throat fucked by me. She's all right.
Well, that would solve the problem of getting pregnant,
wouldn't
it? It
sure would.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow then.
Okay, take it easy. Stu, I'll see you later, huh? Come on, Jeff.
Say, Mary.
Well, you still want that dick and Mary?
Mary, how'd you like to go to the party with me Friday night?
Oh, hi.
Okay, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we could double date with Marge and Stu. They'd probably like a ride over.
Yeah, I think that this film's going to double date as a fucking rape instructional video, too, here in about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Come on, I'll walk you home.
Sure. I'll walk you home. Throw you in a bush.
Jeff, isn't that Eileen?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Eileen is a fucking
sure
mess.
Baby,
they're walking
all
down the street. It's broad daylight. Jeff is walking Mary home, and here comes Eileen the other way. She's pushing a stroller, and you can tell from the distance,
yeah.
Eileen is a fucking mess. Oh, look at her. Oh. Say.
Jeff, isn't that Eileen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can
yeah,
just
you can
tell she's
tell
a fucking
yeah
mess.
Yep.
It sure is. Baby and all.
Gee, I haven't seen her since she left school.
Ooh.
That
ooh
looks like Mary and Jeff.
Man.
Any people come up missing in the town lately? Jesus.
She's got a jaw. She's got a jaw like the heavyweight champion of the world. Holy fuckaroni. Ooh. Eileen is a hot fucking mess.
Yes. Well, you know, she's got that fucking... fucking crotch goblin to take care of now.
Well, but that's not the baby's fault. She looks like Lurch from the Addams Family. You rang. Oh, look
hey
at
look
her.
Somebody fucked it, okay?
She looks mad, too. Yeah. Look at
well
her.
Yeah.
Get the little
I wonder
fuck
if they'll say hello to me.
Yes.
Maybe they'll cross
no
the...
You fucking hang your head in shame like you're doing right now and just walk past and don't say a fucking word.
Gee whiz, Eileen has seen better days.
Did she ever have them?
You fucking think about leaning into a rope.
Don't you just go lean into that shotgun?
Yeah. Holy shit. Hey, Eileen. Nice cunt monster you're pushing there.
Oh, shit.
Now she's just ashamed. Look at her. Eileen is fucking
yeah, you're
angry
right, man.
And ashamed.
She could take a fucking punch or two from Tyson and
she really,
stay in the fight.
She really could fucking, I mean, man.
So they won't have to.
Hi, Eileen. Oh, don't ignore her.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. Hi,
how are you?
Hi.
Nice to see you again.
Oh, look at her.
Jeez, that kid's a monster for 5 months old. What a fucking, ooh.
Oof.
Kid ought to be pushing weights.
Eileen, she's sweet.
She?
She?
Jesus Christ.
May your first child be a masculine child.
Okay, we're showing the newsreel on Eileen's teeth.
Why does Eileen look like fucking, she looks like, I can't think of his name. From Young Frankenstein.
Marty Feldman.
Eileen looks like Marty Feldman from Young Frankenstein.
She does.
Walk this way. No, this way.
No, this way.
Wow, she's a mess.
Love them fucking circles they've drawn under her eyes.
Yeah, she's like tired, she's just, man.
Fucking had it. Hair all fucking frizzed out.
I'm like you, huh? Yeah. What's your name? Susan Elizabeth.
Pain in the ass.
Oh, Burden.
Darling.
Burden.
We named her Burden. It's a German name.
Susie.
Susie.
Is she a lot of trouble, Eileen? Well, it's tiring, but it's not too bad when Fred gives me a hand. Of course, he's not used to babies, but he's a real whiz at changing diapers. You should see him. Of course, he just adores Susie. He'd do anything for her.
Oh, I hope he's sitting there drinking.
Smoking a cigarette.
Send her to college.
She's lying about Fred. Fred. They showed Fred sitting on a chair, angrily smoking a cigarette while Eileen changes the diapers.
Yep.
He's not used to babies, but he's a real whiz at changing diapers. You should see him.
Jesus Christ, these look like the pictures from when we were young. All those fucking, that decor and shit.
Yeah, this was my grandma's house.
Yeah.
And fucking,
he'd do anything for her. When she goes out,
he is.
Angrily smoking a cigarette in the house. I gave away my life for that piece of pussy. Fuck this cunt.
Cut them sleeves off that t-shirt and this becomes a fucking domestic violence.
No, he fucking rolls up the smokes in the fucking sleeve like Schneider did on One Day at a Time. If you're not 50, you don't get anything about this show.
No,
Jesus Christ.
Nothing.
Wants to give her everything.
No, he is unhappy.
Buy her nice clothes and send her to college.
How's Fred getting along anyway? I hear he's got a job at the steel mill.
Oh, Fred's doing just fine.
Uh-oh.
Of course, it's not the kind of job he planned on, but still, he enjoys it. He really looks forward to going to work every morning.
Yeah, she's lying about Fred because she's trying to paint a rosy picture of it. But what happened was Fred, just wanted to get some pussy and he fucking knocked the girl up. And now she fucking trapped him is what happened. And now he's trapped. She's got to get him up and get him moving and,
he's making a lot of money. It's nice he's doing so well. Why don't we ever see you anymore? Oh, well, we don't seem to get out much. Of course, having an apartment
Oh, please,
room,
pause. Please tell me they pan over and he's drinking.
I
need him drinking.
Oh, yeah, he needs a fucking bottle of scotch.
He's just got like a rocks glass.
He's got a rocks glass and a fucking bottle of scotch.
I need him drinking.
Ashtray that's fucking just packed full of fucking butted cigarettes.
One of the glass ashtrays that,
Yep, like pack a fucking ashtrays. Pack of Camel non-filters sitting there.
Yep. Oh, please let him be drinking. Pan over. Yep. Please let him be drinking.
Busy. Besides, we both enjoy...
He's fucking cashed out on the couch.
Yes. Cuck. He's a fucking idiot.
Should be drunk.
Spending a quiet evening together at home.
Well, it sounds as if things are working out okay for you on Friday.
Oh, yes. We're getting along just fine.
Call the police.
Eileen,
help me.
Blink twice if you need the cops.
Sometimes I wish we had had more time to work things out.
Mm-hmm.
The kids up at the signpost office were asking about you today.
Oh.
I wish you were there this year to do the artwork. There's nobody there that can do it as well. Oh. I sure miss the gang and all the fun we used to have in school. Your last issue's coming out in a couple of days. We're having a big wind-up party at Terry's place on Friday.
Well, I think we'd better be going now, Mary. Well, nice to see you again, Eileen. Say hello to Fred for me, will you, please?
Sure. It was nice seeing you again, Eileen.
Bye.
Sure nice seeing you.
So the gang's having a party. They'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, without you, you fucking loose cunt.
Uh-oh.
Yes!
He hit her bugging up.
See, this is where they get into, the marijuana, The fucking evil weed just thing is
turn into
up.
Reefer Madness. Does
Reefer
it?
Madness. Yes.
The kids are doing the Hucklebuck, the fucking Charleston. All the old dances.
The Uncle Buck. I fucking hate how old you are. Yes. This next song's a real panty moistener. Yes.
Oh, my.
You gotta have enough room between you for Jesus.
Yeah, God, leave room for Jesus. There you go.
Oh, lights are getting turned off. Oh, shit.
Did we see the fishbowl at the end door for the keys?
Yeah, the keys went into. Yeah, look at Mary. Mary might give up that pussy after
She's
all.
She's fucking ready. She saw how well things worked out with old fucking one leg. Oh, Eileen. Never yes, mind. Sorry.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, see how she fucking presented
she
herself?
Fucking bent over for him? Oh,
look, yeah.
Mary, I'd Pretty sure much. Like to stick it in your shitter. Oh, gee whiz.
Still stick it. Had anal sex been discovered yet in 57?
Well, they're still Catholics back then, right?
That's true. Yeah, so the priests had discovered it with yes, the altar
sure,
boys.
They sure did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Had they let the secret out yet?
Well, secret is, if it's in your ass, there's no babies. Did I send you the TikTok of the girl walking outside and she says to her family, I got a joke. And they go, okay. She goes, what's long, hard, and filled with semen?
Oh, yeah.
And the dad goes, a submarine. She goes, no, the dump I just took.
Yes.
I must have watched that
a dozen
yeah. times.
Oh, yeah. I'd seen that similar one before. Oh, my God. The dump I just took.
Oh.
You get a Kleenex over there, boss?
Yeah. There you go, buddy.
Hang on. Yeah, did you notice that when they walk out here, man, she leans over that fucking balcony and puts that ass right out there.
Just lift that skirt up.
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, isn't it a wonderful night?
You're pretty wonderful too, Mary.
Just jerk off before you leave the house, you stiff dick faggot.
You know, we've been going for quite a while now, haven't we?
Uh-oh.
Well, it's time for you to fucking pull up that dress.
Jerk him off, you whore. Jesus.
You're the nicest girl I've ever met, Mary.
All right, we got it. Blue balls.
Mary, would you wear my school ring?
Oh Jesus fuck, did things Christ. Just take a turn?
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Damn, he's putting a ring on it. Class ring. Oh, you shit yourself. You had to have.
No.
Dude, that
it
sounded
was all
like
air.
A shit.
It's all air,
bullshit.
Man.
Bullshit. That sounded fucking wet, moist.
That's what he's gonna
fragrant.
He's gonna say to Mary in a minute.
Smells like cod.
Mary, I love you, but it smells like fish when you're in the room.
Yes, Jeff.
Oh, good. Now will you fuck me? You fucking cock teasing whore.
He wears his ring on his pinky.
he's a liberal. Fucker.
I wish he would have unzipped his pants and pulled it off his junk.
Oh, that would have been hilarious. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, now they're making out. Fucker, on that balcony, you homo.
Right now. Pregnancy be damned.
I fucking take the risk. Spray it on her belly like a fucking lawn sprinkler.
Wonder if he's carrying around his fucking sheepskin fucking intestine tied off with a knot in the end of it. This is 57, so...
Oh, you still would come in 3 seconds. Just the pressure of young virgin pussy.
Yeah.
Your fucking cock would pop like a nuclear weapon.
I'd fucking blow right through that fucking polypropylene. Just...
You probably had to get him by prescription back then, right?
Jesus Christ. That was the worst sneeze ever. What the fuck? God damn.
You're having a seizure.
I think I was.
Jesus Christ.
God damn.
God, I wish we had a video element for this.
Oh my God, that was terrible.
He was trying to sneeze and then trying not fucking, to. He's fucking...
About blew my fucking eyeballs out of my head. God.
That was great.
Woo.
All right, so now
fucking
we're
hurt. Yeah, here they go. So, oh, he goes in.
Fucking
jams his tongue down her fucking throat.
Oh. At least try to diddle her pussy or something, you homo. Something. Be a man.
Mary, Mary.
Oh.
Mary, Mary.
Quite contrary. Trim that pussy. See? It's so damn hairy. No! Jerk him off.
Well, come on, let's go back in there.
Jerk him off, you... Jesus,
how can you fucking walk?
Hater.
Look at him, he's walking. Chin note.
He's fucking teetering over.
Let's go back in there.
Watch him when he walks in, man.
Well,
he's
yeah,
fucking...
he's got a heart on.
Stay in front. Stay in front, Mary.
Oh, he's tenting. Yes, leave enough room for Jesus. Oh, my God, I hate everybody.
Christ, after that kiss,
that
she,
girl, what the,
she can become...
Someone turned the lights off. Oh, shit!
God damn.
Now it's a makeout party. Look out now, ladies and gentlemen. I wish this guy here would do some work to his fucking neck. He's fucking...
Everybody's going to be dropping out of high school in a few months.
Man.
These fucking racy kids. Jesus.
Gee, who's
what's up with these two over here?
Oh, no.
Sitting there fucking talking.
Good night, Terry. Thanks a lot.
Hi, Mary.
Good night,
Mary. Hey, Marge, Sue, huh?
Yeah, so throw in the bushes and have your way with it.
Bye.
Reminds me of that old joke. There was a nun who was walking back to the convent one night, and a guy jumped out from behind the bushes and grabs her into the bushes and, you know, has his way with her. And when it's over, he looks at her and says, "What are you going to tell the Holy Father?" Well, I'm going to tell him the truth. I'm going to tell him that I was walking home back to the convent and a man jumped out from behind the bushes and raped me twice, unless you're tired.
Unless you're tired. shit.
What's going to happen here? She's going to end up in her bush with her fucking skirt hiked up. Oh, man, her fucking...
Jesus.
Hey, Stu, I hate to break things up, but we're at Marge's house.
Get the fuck out, Stu.
Here already? Well, why don't we go to the point and park a while, eh?
Oh, shit.
No, I think this is the end of the line, Stu.
Fucking square.
He really is a fucking
What's the matter, square?
Holy
God,
shit.
Look at this. This dude's pissed.
Is Eileen not a fucking serving a lesson for you, you square-jawed faggot?
Yeah.
Huh? Wink, wink. Say no more. Nudge, nudge.
No, I don't think so.
I think this is the end of the line, Stu.
Oh, he is a fucking McGovern voter, this asshole.
The kids will be up there.
No. Come on, Stu.
Boy, did you turn out to be a pill.
Yeah.
You fucking fag. Hell. What do you like? Dudes,
here's your rainbow flag, you Nancy.
Boy, did you turn out to be a pill. I can't wait to use it on somebody. Boy, you really turned out to be a pill.
I mean, not a birth control pill, right. Though, am I right? Fucking Eileen, you whore.
Should have leaned into one of those pills, Eileen. Leaned into a fucking bottle of pills.
Still leaned into a staircase or something. That old boy have his life back.
Kids will be up there.
Yes.
No. Come on, Stu.
Boy, did you turn out to be a pill.
Just jerk him
well,
off in the...
What's the matter? Well, can't you go along with everyone else?
And there you go. Everybody else is doing it. Jeff. Fucking pill.
He's got a part like Frederick Douglass.
Oh, shit. Boy, that is a fucking vicious part. Holy shit.
Got a part like the drummer for Faith No More's first album.
That Cliff Burton fucking part.
It really is. Ooh, Jeff's got a bad part there.
Don't you and Mary like each other anymore or something?
Well, I almost raped her the other night, and it's kind of a sore subject, yeah, if you don't mind.
Come on, Marge.
Come on, Marge. Jesus, I'll just fuck you in the front yard.
Get your own car, you fucking...
And don't wait for me.
What does that mean?
Yeah, let's see what you did, Mary.
I must be pretty popular with them.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
See, now Jeff...
Jeff was not happy.
Jeff resents the fact that she's not going to fucking... That old Mary's not going to pop his balls up at Inspiration Point.
Come on, Marge.
Come on, Marge.
Come on, Marge.
Hey, Jeff, come on, Marge.
No, he's saying what he's going to do
don't
later.
Wait for me.
He's going to come on Marge.
Jeff is pissed.
He is pissed.
I must be pretty popular with them.
Ooh.
Hey, listen. Look. You might want to try Brian Wise's patented opening move. Bang her head against the steering wheel.
That was not my move. Not my fucking move. That's a serial killer move.
No, that was the fucking 8-hour rape guy.
That's what I'm saying. It was a serial killer guy. I would... I'll go for the neck or something, but I'm not slamming your fucking huge forehead against the steering wheel.
Lights are on.
Nobody's
home. Mom and Dad are still up.
I know I am. Wink, wink. That means my dick is hard, Mary, and I want your mouth around it.
Mary, my oniony ball bag.
Mom and Dad are up. I'm up. Let's fucking finish this.
Finish it.
Thank you.
How'd you like to come in and have a sandwich?
How'd you like to come in and have a blowjob?
How'd you like to come in and have a cunt sandwich? How about me and your dad, airtight mom?
He'd be glad to see you.
I sure would. Oh, he is frustrated.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Why do they both get out the passenger side? I hate Jeff. I fucking hate him.
Oh, yeah, he's fucking very hateable.
Fucking liberal.
Not like old Stu that's out banging everybody.
He's going to fucking... This guy is the guy that's going to hold her hand while another guy fucks her. You know, this cuck faggot. Right. Yes, nice tits. She's got some nice tits.
Yes, she does.
Man, I'd have fucked... Uh-oh.
Mom and Dad went out with the Wilsons. They won't be back until about 2.
To a key party. Oh, 2 o'clock. Uh-oh. Oh.
Oh, did you see that?
Fuck.
Fucking eyeing her.
Fuck her throat, you homo. Jesus, what are you doing? Take the dress off so you can see her tits, grab her ears, and fuck her throat like a true romantic.
She fucking unzips that dress and drops it. Guarantee you he fucking explodes right there. Doesn't even get it in.
Put your mouth on my balls and I'll whack my mule on your fucking tits. Something, you fucking...
Well, what would you like on your sandwich?
Pussy.
Fucking. Wet, moist, hairy pussy.
Oh, she still thinks it's going to be about a sandwich.
With a jizz of mayonnaise.
They really do call it a jizz of mayonnaise, too. She's smiling. She's smiling like it's still going to be about the sandwich.
Yeah, it's not about the sandwich anymore.
The only thing this movie's missing right now is a pinball machine for her to be thrown on. I gotta tell you, I'm especially proud of that reference.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Oof.
Anything would be fine. Yeah. How about you?
Oh,
I don't care. You say.
Well,
yeah.
How about some hot dick?
How about some salami, Mary?
Ham, tomato, cucumber.
Oh, yeah.
And bacon. Yeah. And peanut butter. Mm-hmm. We've got a whole restaurant.
I don't know about you, but I'm hard hearing all that food stuff, so... Fucker.
It's gonna happen.
Fucker, you faggot!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, it's not Gone with the Wind. Let's go. God. Now, this year's best picture. Oh, we have a surprise winner. How much affection?
Fucking all working for their Oscar in this one.
I'm not
if
gonna...
just slow down the rush and pressure of your feelings a little.
Jerk it. No, she meant jerk it slowly. Slow down is what she said.
Use the force, Jeff. Force it. Force yourself on her.
Yes. Yes. This is the cock you're looking for. He fucking waves it in front of her face.
Oh, yeah.
Like it'll be one in the first. This is the cock you're looking for.
Judgment has a better chance to take hold.
Oh, you fucking.
We have so much fun together that I'm sure to ruin everything.
Fucking just go in the bathroom and jerk off.
His
yeah.
fucking dick is dripping.
I hate him.
Dripping right now. It's just fucking. Oh, that's it. Oh, poor Jeff.
That's the end of the movie?
He's not going to get his fucking rocks off. Canada.
For other aspects of marriage and family living, see the following motion pictures. Is This Love?
Is
When Should
love?
I Marry? Film strips?
Yeah. It's a date.
Sing Double, that's the one I want to see. Twins.
Future in Hand.
That's what Jeff's going to be doing. That movie was...
Oh, that was fucking...
That movie was fucking disgusting.
Yes. Very much so.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Yes, sir.
Fucking kids.
Yeah, that
1957.
Man. That's the mix. Like, that's the whole... Telling you the whole story there.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.